Oh, Representative Gray has another question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the procedure for the site selection, and how does a community, through its the voice of its citizens, withdraw from this? What's the procedure for a citizen to withdraw from consideration for the siting? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Gray. So we've begun the process of meeting with local communities. We'll be out continually until a decision's made. Next week, we'll be in, I believe, the community near your district, Representative Gray, and we'll continue to have that dialogue. If a community does not want to be considered, we'd love to know. We've got essentially four areas that we're looking at this point in time, and to date, local officials have expressed encouraging responses. Should that change, we're certainly open to that feedback. We want this to be consent-based siting, that we're working with these communities and we're not just forcing this project upon them. So if there are concerns from a community, we'd like to hear that.
And let me just say, I've worked in the nuclear industry for a while. This is the first time that I've ever seen a plant site selection use this model, where we identify a few potential sites, engage with the community to make sure that the community wants it. Early indications are we've seen a lot of support from these communities of wanting us to consider them for the plant. But absolutely, there's a lot of things we have to look at. We got to look at the geology of the ground. We've got to look at the water. We've got to look at the needs of the grid. Rocky Mountain Power has to think through what this is going to mean through their IRP process. But the community feelings on this are going to play a significant role in how we're going to think about the site selection piece as well.
Okay, good.